Shares of major toy makers Hasbro, Mattel, and Funko have generally trended lower since the holiday season officially kicked off over back on Black Friday. That's despite what looks to be continued strong demand for toys this holiday season. James Ahn is a senior editor at the Toy Insider, and I know has a pulse on all things in this industry. James, always nice to see you and get some time with you. Look, the stocks have not acted well. What are you seeing this holiday season in terms of toy demand?
Toy demand is phenomenal, and it has been a very unpredictable year. So we have seen the shelves go from empty to full to back to empty. It's been unpredictable because of all of these different issues we've seen with the supply chain, shipping domestically, labor issues at the stores, but consumer demand is insatiable for toys. Around Black Friday, the big players, Walmart, Target, they really started loading the shelves. We've seen that up until a week ago. But then last night, I actually did some store checks locally here, and the merchandise is clearing out. So families are out there, and they are buying.
Yes, and I echo your sentiment. I went to a couple Walmarts last weekend myself, James. Hot Wheels cars, Matchbox cars, completely sold out. Very good price points, though, 97 cents for them. A lot of Nerf guns by Hasbro sold out as well. Where else are you seeing out of stocks?
Yeah, so the diecast aisle in general, Hot Wheels, Matchbox, all of those mainline vehicles, totally sold out. Some of the electronic toys are starting to be light. Some of the learning toys, things that, of course, might have been affected by that chip shortage. On the flip side, Lego, interesting sidebar to that. Most of our supply comes from Mexico, and no matter where you go, those Lego aisles are totally wiped.
Hey, James, it's Julie here. Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have celebrated Hanukkah, so I got my stuff out of the way already. Now we're 3 days from Christmas, so maybe not surprising, right, that we're seeing some of those shelves bare. What have you been seeing on pricing? How much have we seen prices go up for these toys versus last year or even a few months ago?
Sure. We've seen like an average of about 5 to 10% across the board. This is largely related to the raw materials costs. Shipping, of course, has impacted that a bit. You know, we've all talked about the spot rates going up and things like that. Of course, that gets passed down to the consumer. But really, it's those raw materials, things like the resin that goes into the plastics, the paper pulp that's needed for the packaging and the cardboard and stuff. And then, of course, those chips. So that has kind of come down and filtered out. A few toy companies have not done increases. And I've found that the independent companies that are not publicly traded, that don't have shareholders to answer to, have been a lot more nimble in being able to eat some of those costs and then come out on top and say, hey, we didn't do a price increase. But I think Hasbro might have been the most transparent in that space, where they said in August that they were going to increase prices across the board. We've seen things like their 6-inch action figures, Marvel Legends, Star Wars Black Series, Ghostbusters Plasma. Those were $19.99 for the past couple years. They went up to $22.99. Now, if you go to your local store, you're going to find they're about $24.99.
James, you really get unprecedented access to stuff and what's hot. I mean, every time we have talked to you, you unveiled something new. Hit us with some stuff. Give us some visual eye candy.
All right. Let's go with the Tony box. You know, Tony's was big in Europe. This is sort of a big success story here this year. This is a screen-free audio player. This box is electronic, but it's soft. So kids can take this in the car. It's rechargeable. You get these figurines. Kids love to play with figures. I've got Woody from Toy Story right here. And when I place him on the top of the box, he starts playing music from the film, and then there's stories. I've also got Moana here. Dozens of figurine characters, and they are going big for 2022. So if you get your kids a Tony box this year, this is about $100, you're going to find dozens of characters with all kinds of quality entertainment on store shelves. And they're not only doing the indies. They started in the indie market. They're also expanding. You can find these at Target now.
I can tell you, James, that is way better than the crap my parents used to get me way back in the day. And I'm sorry, Mom, I know you're watching, but you didn't really get me that many good gifts. I'm just saying, James, besides new products, I know the Toy Fair is supposed to come up next year. Do you think it goes off? And what are some of the big trends you're hearing?
So, yeah, as of yesterday, the Toy Association says it is full steam ahead for Toy Fair New York. Of course, at the newly expanded Javits Center there in New York in February, the industry wants to gather. The big players, Walmart, Target, Amazon, they have all committed to sending buyers to this event. Retailers are booked. Exhibitors are booked. There are some differences. Mattel and Hasbro have moved to different spaces within the Javits this year. Another company we talk about a lot, MGA Entertainment, LOL Surprise and all that, they've moved out of the Javits. They're going across the street to their own space. But the industry wants to gather. Of course, we're all sort of held hostage right now by Omicron and whatever else COVID-19 is going to throw at us. One good thing, we have all shown over the past 2 years, this is a business filled with creative people. They figure out ways to work around challenges. And this has been nothing but challenge after challenge, and it's constantly evolving. But the toy industry has been able to innovate. They've developed product. They've done it remotely. They've got it to shelves. And of course, families are continuing to just really embrace the joy of play, which is something that, COVID-19 might have made happen, because folks were spending so much time together, they realized again, hey, toys exist, games exist, they're fun, we can spend time together. And that has just continued, which is a good thing that's happened with all of this. But Toy Fair New York, all systems are go right now. Same thing overseas, Spiel Warenmesse, that's the big international toy fair in Nuremberg, Germany. They're saying it's full steam ahead right now. And that takes place end of January, beginning of February. And a lot of folks are booked. Big question there, international travel. I know some of my friends in the UK are concerned about if they'll even be allowed to go. So it's a lot of, roll the dice and see what happens and cross your fingers.
Yeah, I think that's true for everything right now, unfortunately, James. Hey, I want to ask you, speaking about creativity, as a parent, my constant battle is getting the kids off the screens. And I'm happy to see lots of analog toys behind you. What is the industry doing on that front? Are they focusing on incorporating screens and sort of those interactive kind of elements into toys? Is there an analog trend? What are you seeing there?
It's all of the above. Analog play, screen-free play is huge. STEM toys are just a huge market, and there's a lot for that with the science, technology, engineering, and math, and sometimes we add the A, which is arts, into it. There are just huge innovations that don't involve the tablets, and as a parent myself, I have two young daughters. I love to see anything that gets them away from it. There's even a couple of things too, like, VTech and Leapfrog, big innovators in the tech space. I've got one in front of me right now. This is the Count Along Basket and Scanner here, which this incorporates a lot of tech into the toy itself. So you're playing with the toy and then you can pretend, hey, I'm like mom and dad going out experiencing inflation at the grocery store as I'm scanning my $10 block of cheese here, that type of stuff. But very, very high tech, the way that this works and it interacts and it teaches letters and numbers and colors and what these are. I mean, this will tell you this is carrots. It's orange. There's a number 3 on it. So there's lots of ways to get engaged, to get hands on, to, playing grocery store or kitchen. I mean, this is something kids have done forever, but there's ways to get the tech in it that doesn't involve being tethered to a tablet. And of course, even in that space, there are companies that are merging the two, like Osmo and Play Shifu, that use the screens, but they use it to accent physical play pieces that the kids have in front of them. So somewhere along the line, there really is a marriage of analog and digital. And I think we're finally seeing it come together. But whatever kids are into, whatever parents want for their kids, they're going to be able to find it. And I think that's pretty exciting. And I've seen it as my own kids have grown up, that even over the last decade or so of being a parent, things change so rapidly. And as folks in the industry are young parents and stuff too, I think that really helps inform the products that are coming out and what's on the horizon for 2022. I think we're going to see a lot of innovation in that space.
James, my bosses are telling me I unfortunately have to go, but very quickly, where'd you get that Outwork Everyone Monopoly sign behind you?
Weird to throw out a plug, but that's from a company called Iconic that is officially licensed by Hasbro. But I bought that, and I also bought one that's on the other side here that says rent due. You know, success is always rented.
Fair enough. Two sayings I very much agree with. James Zahn, senior editor at the Toy Insider. Always good to see you. Do not disappoint. Have a great rest of the holiday season.
Happy holidays.